All right. Good afternoon. It is Thursday, January 3rd, 2019, and this is the organizational meeting for the Brecksville Broadview Heights City School District Board of Education. It's 5 o'clock p.m. We're in the Education Center for the district, and this is a meeting of the Board of Education in public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public community meeting. How about we all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Opening items, let's see.
We'll have to do a roll call.
Oh, roll call. All right.
All right. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Okay. And then next, call to order. We need to do an approval of the agenda and the addendum items. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda and the addendum? What was that?
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. And that follows up with a roll call.
Okay.
As far as I'm here to help, so I just want to make sure. All right, Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
All right, and the first item on the agenda is the 2019 president election. Do we have any nominations?
I would like to nominate Kathleen.
Do we need a move?
You don't need a second.
Okay. Any other nominations? Roll call, please.
Let's see here. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Great. Now I get to, juggle that back up and take it back to where it was, because this is actually the only meeting we're alphabetical, if anybody's guessing. So that was the reason. But
I was going to guess that.
Okay. All right. Good.
And with my name, I always recognize it immediately.
Absolutely. All right. Well, congratulations, and I think this then calls for, of course, I'll let Alan, if you want to proceed, because I don't know the next is the oath, so I'm ready to go whenever you are.
I think
Go ahead and swear Mrs. Mack into her office as president.
Okay, and Kathleen, I think I don't know if this is ceremonial, but I'll stand. That sounds good. If you would, raise your right hand. Do you, Kathleen Mack, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and you will faithfully and impartially perform your duties as President of the Board of Education of the Brecksville Broadview Heights City School District, Cuyahoga County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and understanding, and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified?
I do.
Great. Congratulations.
Thank you, everybody.
Congratulations. All right.
Enter
the gavel.
Turning the gavel over to the president.
Hey, you
wouldn't even use it, did you?
No.
She was telling me. I kept whispering and she kept going.
Okay. So we are on the election of vice president. Is that correct? Item D?
That is correct.
Okay. Item D, election of vice president. Do I have any nominations?
I'd like to nominate Ellen.
I'd like to nominate Mark Wilson.
Okay. All right. So.
Boy.
Two roads for Virgin Woods. Okay, so we take a roll call, is that correct? We do with Mark, we tally.
Right.
Okay. So, all if you are in favor of Mark.
Yes.
Fred?
Yes.
Myself? Yes.
Well, no, because I nominated Ellen, but it's a moot point.
And I second what Mike just said.
So you're officially both yeses?
No.
You're still no, but okay, great, okay. All right, great. Well, it passes then.
You can't abstain, too.
All right, I'll abstain.
That's
Well, no. It's okay. One.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so that was for Mark. So I think that the motion passes.
Yeah.
The
motion passes. So swear it. Swearing in.
Great. So we do this. I do this once a year, right? All right, Mark. If you wouldn't raise your right hand, do you? Mark Dozen, solemnly swear that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Ohio, and you will faithfully and impartially perform your duties as Vice President of the Board of Education of the Rexville-Broadview Heights City School District, Cuyahoga County, Ohio, to the best of your ability and understanding and in accordance with the laws now in effect and hereafter to be enacted during your continuance in said office and until your successor is elected and qualified.
I do.
Great. Congratulations.
Item G, order of voting on motions and resolutions in 2019. The member order of voting shall be in alphabetical order with the exception of the board president who will vote last. Robert's rules of order shall prevail in determining all board meeting procedural questions. H, roll call.
Do you need a motion?
May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Great. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 5, Treasurer CFOs and Superintendent's Business. A, authorized Treasurer CFO to request advance taxes from proceeds of tax levies. Do I need to read the resolution next to you all?
You do not.
Okay.
But it
may have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, explanation, possibly.
Well, other than you dub the treasurer, give me the authority to really accept the property taxes that have been levied, and to ask for advances as we see fit or as needed. Because there have been times in history, thankfully not in the recent history, but we have the authority as a school district to request from the County Budget Commission in advance of property taxes if the cash flow is not as we had hoped it to be. But at this point, we haven't seen that in recent history, thankfully. Very thoughtful. Okay. So that's part of the resolution that you offer to the treasurer.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 6, District Administrative Leadership and List of Representatives for Committees. So these are our committees for the 2019 year. Resolved to approve the appointments of the Board of Education representatives and committees on behalf of the District Administrative Leadership. So we have item 1, Representative to Transportation Appeals Committee. Who currently is on that? Mark?
Do we need a motion first? No.
I thought we went through this, then we have a motion, then we have a roll call. We kind of just decided.
Yeah, I think we decided to go along filling the out the membership of
That's
each committee
right.
and then basically solidify it with a motion.
Okay. So, Mark, you were in that position. Do you want to continue? Does somebody else feel passionate about that?
I mean, I'm fine staying on unless somebody else really wants it.
Ellen, you look like you might want involved in that.
I don't know. Where are you?
Okay. So Mark's going to stay there. So we have number 2, representative of the PSO Council. Fred, you had done that.
I enjoy it.
And you do a great job at it as well.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate you.
I really do. I enjoy it.
You got it.
One question I have. Should I actually report on what specific PSOs are doing. I mean, there's an awful lot. There's a long list for each school, but like if a certain event is coming up, should I announce that at the meetings just to let?
I feel like you should. I feel like you can do that however you wanted. In the past, we've had nobody give us any report at all. So create what you want out of it.
Like I said, I hate to keep on saying every month that they're busy as all get out, which I do. But
you can pick out one or two things, but your role there is to watch them. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's part
of it.
But
I let them watch me too.
No, I know, but I'm just saying part of it is just making sure that things are moving forward in coordination and that they're staying within, you know, the bylaws. I mean, when I did this originally, when I first got here, that led to rewriting all of their financials.
Yeah, well, we had the one thing that they did rewrite this year.
Right.
And I think they recognized the need for it, and they did it. So.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm just saying a big part of it is, and yet for sure that piece of it we need, as a group, need to know about. So anything like that that comes up, sure. You know, for sure.
Well,
yeah,
I feel kind of guilty saying every month that I'm amazed at how much they do and how much activity goes on in each school. The PSOs are just extremely involved.
Which, and this is just speaking from somebody who gets, I mean, a lot of that's in the emails, and I think we get it, like, I get them twice, like,
yes.
As a parent and then
yeah.
As a
well,
board member.
Because, you know,
okay.
A long time ago, I was a parent.
I guess since we do get emails that have a lot of that information, I would just maybe highlight some things.
Well, I'll try to do that, and I'll highlight one or two things that are, you know, coming up that I think the board and the rest of the
Well, it just depends. I know our attendance isn't always large, but like, for example, now that we have board docs, would it be a good idea that he picked those highlights and they were projected up there?
It's not a bad idea.
Then he doesn't have to read it, but he's like, you know, we did blah, 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 and then he can just have that up there.
I'll do that.
And that's it.
I'll follow up with you.
Okay.
Let you do the hard work, and I'll just mention it.
Great.
They also have a link. They also, I think they have a shared calendar, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, highlighting, you can go to the calendar if anybody's interested in buying citrus, you know, that ends in January, but you'd have it up there. They're, then you're not reading it as much and anybody's
actually
here.
That's the idea. I just always felt like I wasn't maybe
sure.
Doing
promoting
enough.
Promoting enough.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I mean, especially your rules kind of changed. Like, you helped with that, so that social media, you know, but you acted on behalf of the board.
Right.
Ellen, we still have to talk about it, but like with the healthy community, we've been talking about like these recycle bins and how that's going to roll out. If we ever push that forward, then you'll act as the liaison to see if we can get PSO involved as well, you know. But the stronger the partnership, the better. Okay. Legislative liaison person to the Ohio School Boards Association.
That's been me. That's your famous meeting?
Yes, it is.
It's his ribbon.
It's my extra little tag on my lanyard.
I think they got you a drink 2 years ago, didn't they? You want to stay on?
So, I don't think getting a drink is a big challenge in the off hours, the socializing.
Okay. Liaison person for Brecksville. Council rotating. Now, what's been happening with that? We haven't been having breakfast anymore.
We have shut that down for a period of time at Mayor Ruby's request.
Correct.
Try to initiate it again, I think. I mean, I think it's worth
it. I think it's worth it based on our part. Yeah. Would you be
willing?
I
would be willing to take the lead and try to initiate it, although obviously it's best if we have more than just one person participating.
I'm happy to do that too.
Sure.
But maybe it would be best also if you offered to take control of the breakfast. Emails.
Sure. Yeah.
So then there was more of a heads up, because we've heard that request to at least have a week notice. So if you took control of that, that'd be better. Okay. So Mike, Ellen, and that's all we can have.
At a time.
At a time. Yep. Just let us know if you need to fill in. Liaison person for Broadview Heights Council, rotating.
And again, I haven't minded being part of that, just maybe for continuity, but I'm not in Broadview Heights. We only have one, right?
We were doing those breakfasts with Brian, and he would bring some counsel along, and then I think we just had a number of months where there were conflicts and we couldn't make it, and it got pushed and rescheduled, and then it kind of just
fell apart. We haven't had one. We didn't do one in December. I think there's
one in November.
Yeah.
Mike and I have been doing it, and you know, I don't mind doing it. I don't have to do it either. So.
Fred, yeah, my challenge is on the Broad Heights one, and you probably do the same thing with yours, but it's a breakfast, and that's part of my work day. So then I have, and mornings are the worst part because I have the mornings are just the harder time to get away.
Mike, can you do that with Fred? Does that?
Yeah, why don't we put us down, but then as opportunity allows, if it does,
yeah,
you know. And we'll figure out it that way. Maybe in one of the early ones, we can just discuss whether, is it lunch easier for you? I mean, could you do like a noon to one if that's
easier. That's easier than breakfast, but, you know. The thing is, sometimes it all depends. You know, sometimes breakfast, I can make a breakfast.
Yeah.
Right? It just depends. It's,
okay.
You know, work, there's just an ebb and a flow, so. I would say just leave it as a breakfast, and then maybe just loop me in or keep me in on the email if you set something up.
I don't have any problem
at
all with Mark taking my quote-unquote place.
When he can.
Yeah.
All right, we'll just look at it that way.
Representative for Broadview Heights Tax Incentive Review Council. Who has done that?
I think I was. And I'm trying to think.
I think it was just one person. I think that was the opportunity you and I had back in September to go down and talk. Mm-hmm. The only tax advantage property that basically really is kind of payment in lieu of taxes.
Right.
It's going away. And like I said, it was
okay,
actually
so
it took longer to get downtown and the meeting lasted.
I was just going to offer, and you can think about it, but since your name is coming up because of the Broadview Heights stuff, I'm willing to do the transportation appeals if you feel like your name's showing up too much on this.
No, I like my name showing up on a lot of these things because they don't require a lot of time.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I get credit for it. So no, none of these are that burdensome, so I don't mind doing them. I mean, something like PSO requires, you know, a lot more time, especially during the day, where this other stuff is easier for me because you guys will be filling in later on some of these other things that are more challenging for me. So
yeah, and us retired folks, we can shop them as well.
Yeah, a little more.
Okay, so who is the TERP? Who is that? You still?
Yeah.
Okay. Representative to Brooksville Broadview Heights School Foundation. I'd like to stay on with that, if that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Ellen, would you be interested in doing that as well, like an alternate? Because I've been having difficulty, as Joelle has sometimes, going to this just because it ends up being a lot. She has events.
Sure.
Would that be okay if we like shared that position?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. Plus, it helps kind of get you aboard if you ever take over that. Okay. Okay. Representative to Partnership for a Healthy Community.
And I want to stay on that as well. Fritz usually attends. Or
yeah, I've been going there for 4 years, regularly. Ellen's.
Yeah, I was on this last year.
Okay.
Do you want to do it, or do you want me to do it?
I, you know what? I don't care. I mean, I show up to a bunch of them, but I don't get to all of them. Have three of us shown up at any of them?
Then go ahead and.
No, three of us.
You have some good ideas.
Three of us have never done
it.
What was that?
You have good ideas for it, Ellen, too.
I'll keep doing it because I kind of have a dialogue. Now with Luke Cruz.
Well, Mike, I'd like to do it, but if you want to come, let me know.
We'll talk.
I'll be more than happy to not show up if you don't.
Okay, so
just explain to Lou.
Who am I? Who are we officially putting on? Well, I'll say Ellen and
Fred.
Okay. Yuletide Hunger Program. Fred, is that what you've been doing, Yuletide Hunger? I know you're there for Kiwanis. Are you there for Kiwanis?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Is that okay?
He's here. Because
you're there anyway.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm there officially and unofficially.
Okay, representative to the Wellness Committee. Is that Mike?
I think which is the Wellness Committee.
I know. That overlaps.
I mean, you can put me because I.
How is that different? Well, what's, yeah. Is that for insurance? Is that the Wellness Committee?
We are required by law to have a Wellness Committee, and I don't think since the former food service director left that we've had an organized person to do that. We now have that organized person, so it's a once-a-year requirement that we do.
That's fun.
Where is Mr. Gilbride in his number 11? Where is he in his cycle? Is this are you starting his second year?
Second year of his four-year term?
No, it's not four.
It's three.
Three.
Second year of three, okay.
Second year of three, okay. So, we're pretty sure about that?
I know it's his second year. Okay. I didn't realize it was only a three-year term. I thought it was a four-year term.
That one is, and then that no longer will be the way it is. That is what my understanding was.
Okay.
Representative to Community Awareness and Prevent Kappa, Mike?
I'd like to stay involved in that.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's invited, obviously, as long as there's only two of us there to any of the meetings. And there's a lot of interesting stuff. I'll just say this.
Representative to Safety Security Committee.
That's been
me. I'm willing to stay on it. I don't. Mostly, I just go and listen.
Yeah, I'm good at that too.
Hold on. 14, liaison person for business advisory council.
I think that's me. Do you remember, Chris? Is it me? I mean, we haven't, what is the status of that?
So
because we engage on some of the new school stuff. But
facilitated that. When we had a business advisory committee in-house. Business advisory committee is with the ESC now. They added the first three meetings. And since that time, Gina and Dave, because it's far more curriculum-driven educational relationship with business and what business is looking for from high school graduates to college graduates, they have been going to far more of those recently. I'm sure we'd be glad to invite you.
But attendance would be optional?
Yeah.
I'll take it. I was going to say, you know, does it happen during the day, I assume?
Yeah.
I mean, is there anything there that would benefit a board member to attend?
So is there any kind of advance notice of what the topic's going to be?
Yes,
yeah, I can send that out.
That's it.
Well, the question I was going to ask is because this has changed right now. It's through the ESC. We used to have it in house when this was more relevant for a board member to attend because I attended some of those. Does it make sense to keep doing this if we don't really need a board member? Is that a law that
you
got to have?
Okay. You have to have a business advisory committee. Right. So that's why we went through the ESC because they were doing it. There's about 30 districts that are involved with that one. And they've geared it towards, like, we'll send them in topics and they'll bring in a speaker or something. And right now it's really trying to do a lot of work between the community businesses and schools and how schools can prepare kids for careers.
Right. Yeah, no, I knew it was a law. I guess my question is part of the law that there's a board liaison to the committee?
No.
Or is that an optional thing that we can decide?
It's an optional thing. Yeah, it's an optional thing for you guys to decide. Board is required to have a...
Okay.
BAC committee, and they have to meet a certain twice a year, I think it was the minimum. They opened it up just last year, the law changed to allow you to go through the ESC, but there's no requirement for a board member to be involved.
Is that similar to what that program put on by the Boston Chamber of Commerce? You're kind of like it?
Yeah, this is, I mean, it really is geared more towards curriculum. Like, for example, the first meeting of the year was at Lincoln Electric, and we all went and toured their new welding school. And so it's just really linking like those businesses with education. Mm-hmm. So that's really what the topics have been. It just depends on and what it is. But well, that was not sponsored through the business.
I know. Okay. That was similar to that last speaker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just the different kinds of opportunities.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I mean, I'm fine being the liaison. Okay. I'll just reach out to me if you think there's something that, you know, would be of a board level interest.
We'll put on a resume.
Did I miss the Wellness Committee?
Mike.
Okay. All right. Roll call. Nobody have a motion?
Motion.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 7, Board of Education Representatives. And this is a list of board representatives and committees. Number 1, Financial Liaison Audit Committee Person. Who did that in the past?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm fine staying with it.
Yeah. Mike, did you do that as well?
Yeah, I think I had one. I usually sit through the audit reports. It's his work day.
Okay.
Actually, it's kind of the way it works. It's a good
team. Try and make sure we keep, you know, those reports as boring as possible.
I have attended one of those.
Yeah.
2, we have Representative to Permanent Improvement Committee.
That was Mark and I. And I'm willing to stay on.
And then 3, Representative to the Board Policy Committee. That was Fred and myself. Yeah.
You know, so Fred, I could get my pet away.
You think? Yeah. You know, you saw what I was doing New Year's Eve. You saw what I was doing New Year's Eve and then the first day off of my vacation. When we came back on the 2nd, right? Okay. May I have a motion?
So. 2nd.
Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 8, 2019 meeting compensation. This is called the Dave Tryon compensation.
Honorary.
We could come back. We could raise it real high, Mike, and then we could get it.
No, we wait. David show up at the next meeting.
Okay, sorry. They could try on someone who lowered it. So, no, he never ended up getting.
Wait a minute. I thought at least three board members were going to have to agree to lower it, right? Did you vote on it? Didn't somebody vote on it?
I did. I was a deer in the headlights at that time. Board career.
Yep, can't blame me.
Yeah. Okay. This is a compensation for meeting 2019. Resolved to set board member compensation at $100 per meeting. Effective January 1st, 2019. I want to repeat that when people say how well we are compensated. Okay, may I have a motion?
So,
2nd.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
At a protest, yes.
Mrs. Mann?
Yes. Item 9, representation of legal counsel. A, representation of legal counsel. We have for our legal counsel, Venus and Britton, Fisher and Phillips, Pebble and Wagner, Rotzel and Andrus, Smith, Peters, Khalil, Squire, Patton, Boggs. Additionally, the Ohio School Board Association and the law directors for the cities of Brecksville and Broadview Heights may be used as appropriate. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. Roll call?
So I'm assuming this is the same list, nothing changed?
We took off Taft.
And this can be changed at any point in time. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 10, 2019 Ohio School Boards Association Membership. A, Ohio School Boards Association Membership. Resolution to approve the membership in the Ohio School Boards Association for calendar year 2019 in the amount of $8,773. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so this is our membership. We get the magazines. What else do we get for this? We get legal representation as well. So I don't have my bag.
They put on seminars all year long too.
Yeah.
We go to sometimes.
Okay.
Some of us.
Remember I showed you, Mike, what I got in the mail, that membership for legal, it was like legal counsel. It was different than this, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was separate.
And I saw that another district I'm associated with did actually buy that.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. So I'm curious.
It's about $250, I believe.
No, this is like, this is much more than that.
This is
$10,000, I thought.
The particular one was quite a bit more, and I think it was just another solicitation.
It was for legal. It was for legal counsel, so I'm not sure. I'm going to find out some more about it. I want to make sure that everybody's aware of it. That's
it. So it's like a premium membership that entitles you to legal representation.
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Oh. I don't know if it was for us in particular. I have the paper.
Yeah, you still have it.
Yeah, and so I have that. Now would have been the time to bring it, and I did not, so I apologize.
Just a quick question. The 8773 is based on paper, right?
Is that mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
So they take everybody, but yeah, I thought so.
Okay.
They do, don't they do, aren't they trying to work with state legislatures also to craft education
personally to be influenced. Lobbying.
Some of the resolutions that you've passed, you know, for a state issue or a law, but they've generated the templates for that too.
The graduation ones, correct? Okay. All right. Well, I'll bring that next meeting. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 11, 2019 Legal Assistance Fund Membership.
That's what I was talking about. That's,
yeah, no, it was different because I had asked Mike. A 2019 Legal Assistance Fund Membership Resolution approved this membership with the Ohio School Boards Association for the calendar year 2019 in the amount of $250. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Any questions?
I guess I'm just... what is the $250 for? It's $250, but it's not really clear what.
So we can have legal assistance.
Okay. Okay.
You know what? Let's find that out.
Let me know.
Mrs. Kramer, we will get back to you on that and make sure that that's reported out with that other communication that I had. We should know what it is.
And I might even have the bill. You know, they've invoiced me already. It's sitting in my inbox that I just need to read and possibly assist in getting that answer.
I'm kind of wondering if it's one of those funds, like if it's a district that doesn't have enough money.
That's my guess. Yeah. I think this is one that's more supportive of other.
Well, let's find out.
Okay.
Do we want to table this?
$250.
Does anybody want to table it?
No.
Okay. Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 12, appointment of staff to positions for the 2019 year. A, appointment of this staff. We have recommended action. Resolved to appoint the following staff for the 2019 staff positions. We have one. We have the Title IX hearing officer, which will be the Director of Human Resources, two, anti-harassment grievance officer, Director of Human Resources, and Director of Curriculum and Instruction, three, 504 ADA compliance officer, Director of Pupil Services, and Director of Human Resources, four, civil rights coordinator, Director of Pupil Services, five, homeless liaison, Director of Pupil Services, six, suspension appeal officer, as designee to the board, Director of Human Resources. Do we want to add somebody else to that as well?
I'd like to make one correction on number two. The anti-harassment grievance officer should be the Director of Human Resources and the Director of People Services. We need to have a male and a female. And was taken from last year when, so.
Are you sure it just wasn't?
Nice.
Somebody not one.
Nice, Mr. Martin.
No, get it without saying a word.
Someone reviewed the
location. Oh, yeah, no, I.
Okay. Okay. And the appeal officer, we don't need to add. Okay. May I have a motion?
So moved. Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. 2019 Records Officer, otherwise known as DRO. A, appointment of the District Records Officer, resolved to recognize the Treasurer CFO and the Director of Pupil Services as District Records Officer. The individuals in this position will also serve as the Brecksville Broadview Heights Board of Education designees in this regard. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 14, Alternative Tax Budget Fiscal Year 2020. A, Alternative Tax Budget Fiscal Year 2020, resolved to adopt the Alternative Tax Budget. I've said it three times now for the fiscal year 2020. One, public hearing on the proposed Alternative Tax Budget Fiscal Year. Two, resolution adopting the Alternative Tax Budget for the fiscal year 2020. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any explanation on?
Great. Well, this is an annual occurrence at the organizational meeting. The alternative tax budget, you know, is not a forecast. Basically, what it is, it's this is for fiscal year 20. So we're looking at July 1 of 2019 to June 30 of 2020. It's hard for me to say 2020 already, but that's okay. I'll get over it. What this does, it really just sets forth the amount of millage that the board is really requesting the county to collect, the amount of levies versus the, you know, our level of expenses and what we project to be our expenses next fiscal year. So this is not a five-year forecast. This is kind of like a mini one-year without – it's more of a, you know, I want to say a true guesstimate, but it's not as involved as a forecast as you could well imagine. It sets forth on the first page, which I have on the screen. You may not have there on your computers. It changes the amount of current taxable valuation. The most important, I think, the most important page here is, and first of all, I sign it after board. The board adopts it or approves it. But yeah, let me turn this way. There it is. This is really what page. That's like page five. And really sets forth. The other day I sent an email out to you all because we had some questions in the community about, you know, what we're truly assessing in millage. And so this also basically supports the fact that, you know, you're not requesting that the county begin to collect the new 2.2 mil bond levy that was approved in May. And so this is just further evidence of the fact that you're not requesting that the county start to collect that, because we've already made plans in selling an additional $6.7 million in premium bonds and allowing that to help us retire the high school debt, which is the second from the bottom. So we're still collecting according to this, and this is a document that will be communicated after tonight's board meeting with the county to basically let them know that, hey, we're really still very interested in collecting 2.36 mils on that old high school bond retirement fund. And so you'll see this again, I think, next year. That doesn't retire, as it states there, until 12/31 of 2021. So, again, I just thought I'd point that out. That's really kind of a couple things that jump off the page. Of course, it gives you the total inside millage that our taxpayers are being assessed, as well as all of the current expense levies that have been assessed over time and still exist and are still on the books. So really what this is just an income, kind of a source and use document that asks the county to continue to collect this revenue for us to conduct our business according to the amount of expenses that we project in the next fiscal year. So that's what the alternative tax budget is all about. It's all about collecting those property taxes to help us educate our kids and keep the lights on.
This is just standard protocol every year. We do this every year from
it
the
is.
County in order to get the money that, you know, voters already, you know, elected to
absolutely
tax themselves.
It is. It's almost like a reassurance or reaffirmation that we kind of know what's on the books and that we're not asking them to collect anything additional according to, you know, the next couple pages really are going to give, you know, what we think our total general fund revenue estimated. It also takes into consideration what we estimate our unencumbered balances to be at the end of the year. And so, yeah, every organizational meeting, every school board in the state of Ohio is required to do this in basically communicating with their county budget commission. And so it's every all 612 school districts have to do this. And so, yeah, it's customary.
Ready, roll call.
Let me see where I am here. Here I am. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. A, district support organizations resulted in accordance with Board Policy 9211. The Brecksville Broadview Heights Board of Education acknowledges the following district support organizations. 1. RPSO, Parent School Organization. 2. Parent School Organization Council. 3. Band Boosters. 4. Orchestra Boosters. 5. Vocal Music Boosters. 6. The Athletic Boosters. 7. Brecksville Broadview Heights Schools Foundation. 8. Brecksville Broadview Heights High School Speech Team Boosters. We acknowledge it. Okay. Item 16, 2019 Board of Education meeting dates. A, resolution to approve the 2019 Board of Education meeting dates. And then,
what are we approving?
Yeah.
We had a couple of versions floating around and we got some different feedback.
I only got feedback from you on that.
Oh, on I saw a lot of people. I saw everybody.
You know what? Maybe you weren't on that thread, but I think everybody replied back.
I don't think I was on the thread because I only got your feedback.
It might have been our fault.
So yeah, I did not see anybody say that they were against the Thursday switch. Is that correct?
Mark wanted Tuesdays or Wednesdays.
I was against Thursday switch because that's the Kiwanis.
Yeah. And Mike and I said just not Friday.
Yeah, so no, if we did Wednesday. How about a Wednesday? I know you said Tuesday.
I'm not coming.
Some of the things that we, you know, on our end, when if there's a change or there's some additional information, or it's really difficult on a Monday to try to get that all kind of coordinated.
Sure.
So if we can push it later just to give ourselves some more time, we'll still get you your things the Friday before, so it'll give you some more time to then look at and gives us a little bit more flexibility to make those changes if need be.
Yeah, for me, anything but Thursday.
So,
yes.
Like the last Wednesday of every month, is that what we're in?
Or we do the fourth Monday now of the month is our. So, if you want to keep it that same week and just make it the fourth Wednesday,
okay.
Is that? And then I can print out a new schedule and we'll get it posted if you are want to approve those.
Okay. Same time.
Yeah, unless you guys want to change the time of it too.
And we like
time
having,
to do it.
Well, how is it working out? So this was like our trial year. Do we like having that work session before it at 6 o'clock?
Yeah. It moves us through it faster. Yeah.
It seems to.
Yeah, no. It seems to be working.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have to do all that stuff at 7, most of it anyway. So.
Yeah.
So Wednesday's the day?
Fourth one. Of course, we don't know. Do we know yet if there's any conflicts there, like Christmas? Or I'm just saying.
Christmas might be the only conflict this year, which might have to push up to the third week.
Which I think that, December we always.
It's more of the Mondays that we have conflicts with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So it would keep it more regular to move it to a different day.
Okay, so the fourth Wednesday, 6 work session.
You know, I mean, the only comment I would make is that, you know, when we first started that work session, it started at 6, I think it was a period where we had a lot of stuff going on and we were running long. So we really, it seems like lately, we've been streamlined a bit, and especially since with some of these consent agendas and whatnot, the evenings seem to go much quicker. So, because I know we have heard from some of our community members that, you know, like when there is a topic of interest, 6 o'clock, it's hard for them to show up. you know, I'm wondering if it might make more sense to just go back to 7 so that in the event community members do want to show up on various topics, you know, it's easier for them to get to at 7.
7 for a work session or 7
no,
just get
7,
rid of the work session?
I don't know that the work session, you know, just go back to the old format of start at 7 and just do, you know, if we're talking about, you know, less than 2 hours worth of content.
I feel like it's been a good venue to like kind of vet things out and then be able to take it off of the agenda or move it forward and get clarification. I agree with you on the time. I just feel like it's been a nice thing to have extra, you know, have people present to us.
Yeah.
And then we do have a lot of things that we're going to be working on our vision this year, and that might be where that discussion starts or shoots. So. If we want to move to 6:30, I just would ask that we try and keep the work session. But
well, I mean, the other thing we could do is, and I don't know when these get published.
So with the meetings on Mondays, they get published on Fridays. But if we moved them to Wednesday, we can publish them. We could still publish them on that Friday.
But like when we publish, so like when we publish our meeting schedule for the year, would they, if we kept the 6 o'clock work session, would it be a, how would that read? Would it be the meeting starts at 7 and there's a work session starting at 6? Like, I'm not.
So we.
I'm trying to remember, like, what is that? What would that look like to the public?
So we can post it. However, we can say that the regular meeting starts at 7 and there's a work session and just put that on the list that you're approving. You know,
okay.
The Wednesdays that we're having a work session at 6 and the regular meeting's at 7.
Because it won't be consistent, right? I mean, I don't think any of us think we're going to be 6 to 7 every single one of those meetings because we don't have anything.
Sometimes we've changed it. We have already changed it. Yeah.
So, I would think that anything we publish ahead of time just says our meeting's at 7 o'clock, and if there's a work session, it'll be posted when we post the meeting.
So if we need one that month, then we do it. And if we don't need one
that
month,
sense.
Then we
I
don't do it.
That's everybody else.
Yeah.
Our meeting's going to be at 7 o'clock on the fourth Wednesday.
Because who knows what
yeah.
this year will bring. It could bring something where we, like we did with safety and
yeah,
security.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm good with that. That it's like, okay, let's just plan a 7 o'clock meeting, and
okay.
we'll add work sessions when there's enough, where we feel
like
there's enough content that
okay.
it warrants a work session.
Well, it's like an exec
okay.
session. If you need it that month, or you don't need it.
And just because we know Christmas is going to be a conflict for this particular year, are you okay to move that one to the third Wednesday
sure.
of the month in December?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay.
We're not voting on this tonight, right? Because you have to come out with, because there is no, we don't, we're talking about creating a new schedule, right?
Well, if you're agreeing to the motion to be the fourth Wednesday, we can say that and you can vote on that, and then we will put it out there tomorrow once we get that list together. Because we did the Monday list, we did the Thursday list, we didn't
okay,
do a Wednesday
right.
list.
I think we can do that.
Yeah, I think, yeah, as long as we say what it's going to be.
Yes.
Do we know if there's like a conflict, like
spring break,
like Thanksgiving?
That's what we
right.
were just talking about. There might
or,
be, but we're not held
like
to anything
July,
until 2 days
or,
before the meeting.
Fourth of July
well,
is at the beginning
the
of the month.
Yeah.
There's probably a Thanksgiving conflict because who wants to come to a board meeting the night before Thanksgiving? So we'll switch up November and December.
Unless
and other
Thanksgiving's
than that,
early again.
No, it's late.
Well,
it's late next year. It's the fourth calendar.
No, I know, but Thanksgiving.
But our meetings are going to be the fourth
Wednesday.
So it would
right.
automatically be the day before Thanksgiving.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
So can we? So if we just generally give the agree to the broad to the guidelines, can you send us what that will look like?
Yep.
And then if let's just say we find out like two of us are going to be out of town one of the weeks, and we want or you are or whatever, we can still make adjustments
sure.
to it, right? I
you
mean,
can.
It's not,
we did that this year, so we had it approved, and then we had to switch a couple of days. It's totally fine for you to do that on the fly as well. But if we just
start in July,
right?
Move it up.
So remember, you don't have to meet. You only have to meet every 2 months. So technically,
you
can change. You can change any time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I was gonna do like a 16A. I was gonna get real fancy.
Well, I'm just however you want to do it.
We have to have an. I don't think I have to have an event. So Mike and I were talking, and we had talked in December. We wanted to talk about having a core meeting and having a rotation for the core meetings, where you know, so Joelle knew who was coming. And, you know, but you don't have all the dates. So
I gave them to you.
Oh, gosh.
They were attached to your...
They were on something, yeah.
When you got this...
Thing or something.
I sent you all of your memberships and everything for you, and then I gave you the list of the dates.
I put them on my calendar.
Yeah.
Can we pull that up?
Yeah.
When might you send that?
So are we talking about trying to divvy them up?
I would like... Well, here's
what... I think we sent them on December 21st. We sent them the Friday before.
This is, like, a good opportunity to, like, have, like, a discussion on what our expectations are from this, because I think we need to kind of lay that out. We've kind of had discussions amongst ourselves, you know, about this. I have just a little bit of input that I just want to throw out there as well. So my input is this, and this became a very big source of frustration in December with the December meeting. We had two big decisions sitting in front of us, and I felt like, you know, I had a board member asking me questions that wanted to know if there could be two alternative plans, an A plan and a B plan, like for the new elementary. And so I needed to contact the architect. So Mr. Hall sent me the contact information for Chris Smith, and I contacted him, and he did not contact me back. So then I emailed him, did not email me back. So I don't know, you know, I feel like the board president should be able to have access to the architect as well. I don't think if we're afraid of influence, that's not realistic, because there's five people that you need five to influence. So I don't know if there's a message being sent to the architect that's saying, listen, if they contact you, don't say anything, but that's not okay. He works for us, and he should have contacted me. And I was doing my job, and it was very frustrating, because then I didn't have the answer that I felt like one person needed on this. So I want to have permission. I would like to have this conversation with Mr. Smith and let him know, you know, basically, if you don't feel comfortable working with board members, then somebody else from your company needs to work with us. But that was very uncomfortable for me. And I feel like, I don't know if somebody has sent that message to him, but board members, you know, especially the board president, should be able to get answers, just like anybody else on this committee. So does anybody have a problem with that? But I, you know, me just having...
Chris and Joelle were copied on all those.
No, just Chris. Just Chris.
Smith. No.
No. I talked to Jeff about it, but no. Why would I have to copy Chris and Joelle to ask
the
question?
Yeah, I didn't know
what's going on. He's reporting directly to them.
I understand that, but I was getting an answer for a board member.
I know, and you still want to communicate.
Which I planned on doing, but I didn't even get a response.
But, well, if he sees that they're on it, he's going to probably respond quicker, in my guess.
He should respond, period.
If he's getting a flaming arrow out of the dark, not knowing what's going on, he's going to try to...
He didn't even know what the question was.
Exactly. That's why he probably was going to try to reach back and find Joelle or Chris before he called you, so he could find out what the hell was going on. You put him in an awkward spot.
How is that? How did I put him in an awkward spot? Joelle and Chris don't copy me on all their correspondences. Why is it
because
not
Because we've
okay?
given them the responsibility for this project. I'm just saying, if you're going to try to go to him, make him comfortable by letting him know that everybody's involved. That's the way you're supposed to communicate, especially in your role, where coming out of there like that, he wants to know everybody's part of what's going on. Maybe the answer's for Fred, but he still needs to know.
But what I'm saying is, maybe he doesn't feel comfortable in that role. Maybe he, you know, maybe that question needs to be asked to him. Because I've heard it about another board member as well, where he doesn't feel comfortable communicating with board members.
Because communicating with single board members, when you know there's five of them involved in any kind of decision-making or anything else, is awkward if you don't know that the rest of the team that you're actually working with is involved in the question. That's why you have to communicate more broadly, so that he knows that Joelle and Chris are part of this, because that's what he's working with on a daily basis.
Okay. Although, I'm just going to throw this out. I mean, isn't part of what we're doing in... I guess it's a fine line between being harassing, but, like, I feel like part of our job is to gather information so that we make, you know, good decisions. And we can't make good decisions unless we have all the information that we need. So if you're just asking somebody at the architectural firm for a question so you can make a good decision, like, there's a difference between asking them to do something and asking them for information. And you're right, Kathy probably should have copied, you know, Joelle and Chris Code, but it's, if it's just a question
it's
about the building.
That's all it was. But, and like I said, Mike, I've gotten feedback about him specifically working with other board members and not feeling comfortable with, you know, and maybe that's not, maybe he's not the representative. Is he the representative we have to have then? Because I feel like Ellen does, that a board member should be able to ask questions, not influence.
You can't. But just keep everybody in the loop. I think. Well, in this case.
Well, this was like this. That was like a 24-hour.
Kathy, Chris, Joel. It just makes it simple, and that way they can make sure he's responding.
Okay. It seems like a reasonable request, but okay.
No, it is not typically the role of the board to contact the architect directly, and so. I agree with what Mike said. I think there was a sense like, okay, why am I getting called directly? Why isn't this coming through you? If there's a question of your board, it should be coming through you, or it should be coming through Chris to then present that question to them to get that information. So just like the email that we got today from that Jen McMillan, I sent that to the architect and said, give me your insights on this so that we can respond before, you know, we would respond. And, you know, it's the same thing like when board members sometimes contact our administrators directly. The administrators get nervous and they call me and they say, why is a board member contacting me directly? It's no different with the architect or anyone that's on this project. If you called Shook Construction, they'd probably be the same way. Like, why are you calling me directly? So, you know, I think there is a little bit of that hesitation. Like, what, you know, why is, do we need to come up with a communication plan of how that works? Because there is a little bit of uncomfortableness when one board member is maybe contacting the architect directly or contacting the construction company to ask a question because they don't know that the rest of you know that you're doing that. Like, you knew that everyone was okay with you calling,
well,
but like he didn't
well,
know that
it wasn't
you guys.
But one person was asking me to do
yeah.
that.
So I guess we should have a protocol if we have a question to just make sure everybody's copied, direct it to you, and you'll
get the information.
Answered.
I mean, I think I've you know, anytime you've had a question, you know, like the wrestling thing, you know, went right to who it needed to go to and got it right back to you, you know, if you had information that you need. So, and I think that would just ease some of that, like, uncomfortableness, like, why am I getting asked this question? If I, you know, and he didn't know if the rest of you knew why you were calling him. So it does put them in an awkward situation with that when they know that there's five of you, too.
Aren't you, in effect, the project manager for the school building? So
sure.
Everything that we do with them needs to go at least copy you and not go through.
Sure.
You.
Okay. I just don't want that to happen again. It is just not in my mind, we didn't have all the information. And so that felt. So going forward I will do that. But we need to have a conversation with him and just make sure that he's comfortable in that role. I don't know, has he done that role before? Is that always his role?
Yeah, it's always his role. He's the managing partner of that firm.
Yeah, he's.
Okay. I would just conduct myself differently. Okay.
So the meeting dates are January 10th.
So, yeah. Do you have that up?
I have it.
So we have January 10th.
February 14th. March 14th. April 11th. May 9th, and June 6th. And I believe the meeting started at 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're either here or at site, and just depending on, you know, what room is open, if there's nothing going on that the rest of those days. But
Kathleen, do you want me to add a letter B then to meeting dates and just... I can modify the agenda just to reflect that we had that conversation, although it is on the recording, just to say we talked about core meetings.
Okay.
Core construction meetings. Should I classify
core
it as that?
Construction.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
And so what we had kind of talked about what the role of the board rep would be, they would go, they would listen, staff. They wouldn't necessarily participate in the discussion, and they would come and report back to the board, so then maybe we can add something to our agenda where we will then have a reporting of that as well, and then Joelle will be reporting to us as well. And that's just like a check and balance, I guess. You know, and anything you think that should be on a discussion, you'll put in advance, you know, send to me, and maybe if we need a work session on something, but Joelle's really good about that as well. Okay. So we'll have to add that to the agenda. Okay, reporting. All right, so who would like to do January 10th?
It's going to be harder than I thought.
I can.
I can.
Yeah, I can do any of them because I don't have a job.
Well, you need to talk to our homeless liaison then. Our job.
I happen to be happily jobless.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, if anybody wants to do any specific dates, they can. I'll do what's left.
Okay. I can go in February.
Okay, so Ellen, February. Fred, 10. Mike, any that interest you?
Did I get the January
one? Oh,
you
get the January. My fault.
Yeah.
Okay. March 14.
Wait, do we fill February?
Ellen's doing
February 14.
Is it just one of us going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought there were two going.
No, just one.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes
and then you'll report back to take notes. Be ready to go.
I take great notes. I memorize everything.
Okay. So Mike's got January 10th, Ellen 214. Was it March 14th again, or is it?
Yeah, March 14th. Yeah.
Has that been filled yet?
Yeah. How long do these meetings go?
Okay.
Fred on the 14th of March.
April 11th. Mm-hmm. This is all softball season. Let's take any data.
Again, I'll keep on taking them.
Okay,
no.
I mean, that's a problem, as I, you know, in this 9 o'clock in the morning, it's too far out for me to know what I have going on.
Sure.
Well, if something becomes available, then he said he's open.
I'm going to take the dates nobody else can come, and you can come.
Yeah. Yeah, as time gets closer, I may jump in. Okay. My schedule works.
I can probably do the May one.
June,
you're out of school. You should do it.
There you go.
Yeah, World Series, and my daughter's graduating from Oregon. Sorry.
Well, again, I'll take it, man. Mark, if you've got the availability, just let me know.
Okay, that was good.
So Mike, Ellen, Fred, Ellen, Fred. Okay.
There's definitely great. An email.
There's a theme somewhere. Okay. Good.
So items, we have two items in A and B, and I'll try and dress it up or work with Gene to dress this up at least on the agenda to reflect the conversation.
All right. Item 17, closing items. May I have a
do we need a
motion? I need a motion on 16, sorry.
It's okay.
I'll move.
Second.
So we're just voting on the, you know, what we verbally talked about. Right.
Moving the board meetings to the fourth Wednesdays of the month for the 2019 year.
Except for November,
December, which it'll be on the 3rd.
Right.
And then those dates will be posted tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
If there needs to be more discussion, I guess, at the regular meeting in a few weeks, we'll...
And then will you send it out, like, in a constant contact or, like, in one of your updates?
I can.
Yeah. And then post it as well.
We'll wait till we reply back saying it's good.
Yeah, there'll be an email going out next week, so I'll just send it out with that email.
Fine.
So roll call.
All right. Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. Item 17, closing items. May I have a motion to adjourn? Okay, roll call.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mrs. Kramer?
Yes.
Mr. Peterson?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes. We are now adjourned.
We're out of here.
So I want to know what the Tryon thing is.
Dave Tryon.